Okay, today we're going to do Daf Chaf Amud Beis of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We are holding on Daf Chaf Amud Beis. V'lo b'bigdei tzava shalisha. We had mentioned that a person is not only is one not supposed to be mistakel at a woman, he's not even supposed to be mistakel at the bigdei tzava of a woman, at colorful, beautiful clothing of a woman. Amar Avidom Shmuel, afilu shtuchen al gabi kosel. Even if the begadim are hanging on a wall, they're not even on the woman's body, because it could still lead to erhurim. Amar Av Papa, uvimakir ba'alein. But that's only if you know who the woman who owns it is, because then the power of one's imagination could imagine things that he shouldn't be. Amar Rav Dekanami, we could prove this. It says v'lo bigdei tzeva shalisha v'lo ktani v'lo bigdei tzivonin. It says not bigdei tzeva of an isha, but it doesn't say bigdei tzivonin in general. It's shel isha. It's of a specific woman that you're not allowed to look at the bigdei tzeva. So shema mina. So we see that that's exactly the case, that it's only when you know who the woman is. Amar Rav Chista hani mili batiki av b'chadti leslan ba. This isser to look at a woman's clothing when that she's not wearing them, that's only if she has once worn them, so you know how they look on her. But if she's never worn them, then there's no iser. Because otherwise, how do we ever bring new clothing to a launderer to fix? You're being machshel them in an iser. They're being mistakel at the clothing. So obviously, if they've never seen the woman wearing the clothing, it's not going to be a problem. But if you hold that the reason that it's mutter to give to a launderer is only because they're brand new clothing, but if the word of Chashash hear her, it would be usher to bring it to them. Hadam Rav Yehuda min b'mino mutar lahachnis kemachal b'shoferes. What do you say about Rav Yehuda, who says that when you're mating animals, you're allowed to manually mate the animals with each other in order to produce offspring? Hakam istakel, but aren't you being mistakel at animals that are mating? And that was also on the list of things that you're not allowed to be mistakel. Elaba avidite tarid. No, the reason that's mutter is because you're a farmer doing your job, and therefore you're not going to have time for hurhurim. So achinami ba'vidite tarid. So over here also, we can assume that if you're a tailor, you're a koveis, you're busy doing your job, you're not going to have time for hurhurim. So main point number one, even though you're not allowed to be mistakel at begadim of a woman, that's only if you know her, and she's worn them, and you're not busy doing your job. You're not busy doing tailoring on the clothing or something like that. Now the Gemara discusses the idea of, we mentioned about the Malach HaMaves, killing with a drop of poison at the edge of a sword. So Mar, we said about this drop of poison, Mimena Meis, name of Pligat Avod D'Shmuel. We said a person dies from that drop of poison. Is that against what Avod D'Shmuel says? D'Amar Avod D'Shmuel, Amar Li Malach HaMaves, I Lo D'Chai Shinan Liyakra D'Briyasa. The Malach HaMaves says, if not for the fact that I was choshesh for kavod abrios, have a parana beis hashchita kivehima, I would be megala the simanim. I would show where I shecht the human being, but only because of kavod abrios, you can't see the makam hashchita. So, but you do see that there's an inyan of the Malach HaMavis being shochet, right? Like we say in the Chad Gadya, that the Malach HaMavis is shochet. Says Gemara, Dilma hitipa mechadchel hu lesimanim. No, maybe it's that drop that actually cuts the simanim. And it's not the Malach HaMavis that is shochet. So Mimena Masriach, says as a Gemara, and from that drop, it's also the body decomposes. Masayele the Rabbi Chanin Bar Kana, Dam Rabbi Chanin Bar Kana, Amri Bei Rav, Harotza Shlo Yasriach Meso, Yavchenu Al Panav. This fits very much with Rabbi Chanin Bar Kana says, who says that if you want to avoid the decomposition of the body, turn the body over right away, and maybe that poison will drip right back out of the mouth, and therefore the body will not decompose afterwards. So main point number two, the Malach HaMavis cuts the simanim with that drop of poison, and if the drop of poison is removed quickly, the body will not decompose. So now another braisa deals with the isurim of seeing things in hirhurei avera. Tanu rabban v'shmartim mikol davara shelo yahar adam b'yom v'yavli deituma b'laylov. V'shmartim mikol davara teaches us that a person should not have hirhurim during the day, have lewd thoughts during the day. It's going to bring him to tuma at night. Mikanam rabbi Pinchas ben Yair Torah mevi'a lidei zihirus, and this is the famous braisa of Rabbi Pinchas. Hilchus Ben Yair, that a person learning Torah will bring him to Zihirus, because if he a sin comes up, he's not going to stumble. Zihirus Mevil De Zrizus, Zihirus, being careful will lead a person to Zrizus, to alacrity. Zrizus Mevil De Nikius, and alacrity will bring him to purity from sin. Nikius Mevil De Precious, and purity from sin will bring him to staying away from things that are unnecessary in life. Precious Mevil De Tara, and staying away from unnecessary pleasures will bring him to purity. Tara Mevilidei Kedusha, and Tara will bring him to a sense of Kedusha. Kedusha Mevilidei Anava, and Kedusha will bring him to a sense of humility. Anava Mevilidei Yerashchet, and humility will bring him to a sense of fear of sin. Yerashchet Mevilidei Chasidus, fear of sin will bring him to a sense of Chasidus. Chasidus Mevilidei Ruach HaKodesh, and that will bring him to Ruach HaKodesh, and Ruach HaKodesh Mevilidei Tchias HaMesim, and Ruach HaKodesh will bring him toward Tchias HaMesim. Chasidus Gedola Mikulan. And the Braisa says, Chasidus is the most chashuv of all of them. Shenemar, Oz Dibarta B'Chazon, L'Chasidecha. Hashem speaks only to his Chasidim. From the fact that it doesn't say Lirei Echa, or La'anavecha, you see that Chasidus is the greatest compliment. O Pligid Rabbi Shoben Levi, and this idea that Chasidus is the highest Madrega, is again, Rabbi Shoben Levi, Dam Rabbi Shoben Levi, Anava Gedola Mikulan, that being an Anav is the greatest of all the Madregos. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Ruach Hashem Elokim Alai, Yan Moshe Hashem Olsi Levaser, Anavim. Chasidim lo nemer, Ela Anavim. Halmad, Shanava, Gedola Mikulan, that the Navi Shayo says that his Nechama about the end of the Golos and the Geula Hasida is not only coming from himself, but Hashem has appointed him to reveal this to who? Not to Chasidim, to Anavim. So you see that Anivus is the highest Madrega. So main point over here, we have the Braisa of Pinchas Ben Yair of all the wonderful Milos, but it's a Machlokas, which is the biggest Mila. Is the biggest Mila Chasidus, or is the biggest Mila Anivus? Now we had said in the Mishnah, that ain't Mochelen, you're not allowed to sell them something that's Mechubel LeKarka, but you're allowed to sell a tree after it's cut down. Rabbi Yehuda says, you're even allowed to sell them a tree that's not cut down, Al Menas to cut it down. So Tan Rabban, Mochelen, Ilan Al Menas, the code says, Rabbi Yehuda says you could sell them a tree that's still attached to the ground, almanas that they detach it from the ground later on. Rabbi Meir Omer, Ein Mochen Lahen, Elok Tzutza. You can only sell them a tree that's already cut down. Shachas, if you have grain that's beginning to grow, that's still attached to the ground, almanas ligzos, and you sell it, almanas that they right away take it off the ground, vigozes, and that's okay as long as they do it right away, Div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir Omer, Ein Mochen Lahen, Elok Gazuza. No, you're only allowed to sell them shachas once it's already gazuz. Kama almanas liktzor v'kotze div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says you could sell them standing grain almanas that they cut it, and then they'll cut it. Rabbi Meir Omer ein mochnel k'tzura. And no, you're only allowed to sell them grain that's already been cut. So why do I need to tell me all three of these examples that Rabbi Yehuda and Meir disagree about trees and shachas and kama? Diashmin Elon, if it only would have told me the machlokas by a tree, I would say Bahakam and a mayor, that's where a mayor says that you're not allowed to sell it to a guy while it's still Mechubar, Kivan Dol Pasid, since the guy is not gonna lose by leaving the tree there, so he might leave it there, Mashile, he might leave it there for a while. Aval hai dhi mashile pasid, but standing grain that if you leave there for a while it's just gonna rot. Aim mother Rabbi Yehuda, maybe Rav Meir would agree to Rabbi Yehuda that you're allowed to sell it even while it's still Mechubar Lakarta. Because he's for sure gonna take it down any minute. And if you only would have told me about standing grain and trees, because we don't know that there's going to be any shevach by leaving them attached to the ground. It may not improve at all by leaving them attached to the ground. But grain that's just starting to sprout, where you see that clearly leaving it in the ground would be beneficial. I might think that Rabbi Yehuda agrees to Rabbi Meir that even making a condition that he better cut it right away is not sufficient. Why would he cut it right away? He stands to benefit by leaving it there for longer. The Yashmin Bahan, if it only would have told me the case about Shachas, I would have said Bahakam Rameir. That's what Rameir says, that the Tanai doesn't help, since the Shevach is Nikar, and we have to be Choshesh, that the guy shouldn't cut it down. Aval Bahanach, but by a tree and standing grain, where the Shevach is not Nikar, Eim Modi Leil Rabbi Yehuda, I would think he's Modi Rabbi Yehuda. Tricha, that's why it has to tell me the Machlokas in all three examples. examples. So the Mishnah had said earlier that you're not allowed to sell a behema gasa, agolim, and siachim to an ovid chavim. So now the Gemara is going to have a suffix whether, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it would be mutter to sell them al menas to shecht, just like he allows you to sell things that are mechubel karka al menas to cut it. We should make a main point there first that the machlokas Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, whether you're allowed to sell things that are attached to the ground al menas that the guy will then cut it from the ground, applies to trees, standing grain, and shachas, stubble that's just growing from the ground. Now, ibayiluhu, behema almanas lishchot mahu. Can you sell a behema to an ovid chavim almanas that he should shecht it right away? According to Rabbi Yehuda, we're asking this question. Ha, sometime, my shari, why is it that he allows you to sell grain and trees and stubble? My time, Rabbi Yehuda, delav b'rushuse kaimi, because the karka is not in the guy's rushus after the mechira, it's in the Jew's rishus, and therefore lo matzi mashi lehu. The guy will not have the ability to leave it around because it's on the Jew's property, so the Jew will still have a total oversight of it. Aval behema kivin derishus hedav chavim kaima mashi la. But maybe Rabbi Yehuda will still be choshesh when it comes to selling an animal that he may promise to shecht it, but he may not shecht it because it will be totally in his rishus to do as he pleases with it. Odil maloshna, or maybe there's no chilik between selling a behema and selling a tree. So Tashma, the Gemara says, let's bring a raya. Detanya, we have a brisa. Behema al menas lishchot v'shochit of Rabbi Yehuda, Meir Omer in Morchen lo ela shchuta. That we do find in fact explicit in a brisa that Rabbi Yehuda allows even selling a behema al menas lishchot. So last main point, Rabbi Yehuda even allows selling an animal to an Ovid Chavim if he promises, if it's on the condition that he shechts it, even though once you sell the animal, it's in the Rishos of the Ovid Kachavim. Apparently, Rabbi Yehuda is not concerned about that. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf, Chaf Amud Beis.